about?
Sextastic Tuesday.
You want to know about the sex?
Yes, yes.
Gorgeous girls gorging themselves on big, hot cocks.
You get to be fucked by the floor.
I can't think of very many things that would make me lose my boner faster.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Fried big pussy.
It's the fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Nice, sweet turd.
Hi, hey, Briggs, Tim Henson with you, back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great show for you. Sextastic Tuesday on deck. Plus, it's an extended episode. Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe even more. Last few extended shows, we did like 20 to 30 minutes. So sign up for the Sideshow if you're not yet a member so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Hey, real quick, got to mention this. I've made some progress with Rob Peters. Rob and I have disagreements about things. The main disagreement is I want to verbally abuse him live for you, my freaky deekies, enjoyment. He doesn't want that, though, for some reason. Even though his name is fucking Slave Boy Rob Peters or whatever, and he wants to be humiliated, for some reason he's scared of you. But I think I finally cracked him. I said, look, my listeners are, like, they're freewheeling free spirits. Most of them are gay or furries or adult babies. I think that's what got through to him. I'm sorry I threw you guys under the bus, but I needed to make him feel comfortable. I think he's going to record a video for us. Maybe I can play it on DVDA. I might have to censor it heavily. It might end up going on XTube. I don't know. Still working out the details, but don't think I forgot about Rob Peters. I promised you guys, one way or another, I'd get him on the program, and I'm continuing to work him over with my big, fat, masculine dick in his tight little sissy boy pussy. His 90-year-old sissy boy pussy. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I read you a piece of erotic fiction. This being Distorted View, though, the stories are awful in one way or another. Maybe they're just poorly written. Maybe the content is bizarre or weird or just disgusting. Today, abortions. They're hot, they're sticky, they're wet. It's a fetus-killing orgy today on Sextastic Tuesday, John.
It's sextastic.
Today's story is great. There's no pussyfooting around. It gets right into the sex. Check out this first line. Kimberly felt like she was being torn apart on the inside. Yes, that's what we like to hear. We want your cunt to burn. All right, this is good, right? The sex was almost violent. The best kind, right? The bed bending and creaking beneath them. They moaned in unison, getting louder and louder. When he finally came inside of her, she was flooded with a potent 500 million strong sperm deposit. She knew this and loved it, the knowledge of his fertility making her come. She squeezed her legs around him, holding him tight against her crotch, screaming, "Put it in me! Put it all in me!" This bitch is cuckoo for cum, right? Not only was her perfectly ripe egg fertilized within 30 minutes of their orgasm, there was an unexpected side effect. She double ovulated. Her body, sensing the unique opportunity to be impregnated by such quality, released an egg from the other ovary. Soon, she was carrying two rapidly growing embryos underneath her perfectly flat belly. "You got me pregnant! I know it!" she gasped, her massive tits heaving as she calmed down. So descriptive. That's how you know you're dealing with a good author. He adds those little things, like her massive heaving tits. Any fucking that good has got to knock a woman up. Just take the pill, he said. I'm not raising any little bastards. She went to take a shower and then had to leave when her roommate called crying about a crisis with her girlfriend. She had to help her out with that and then study for her tests. The tests were a week long, and in the stress, she forgot to take her birth control. A week later, she remembered her pill, but knew it was too late. The twins were rapidly growing inside of her. She felt sick knowing that this parasite was growing inside of her. That's exactly what children are, huh? Parasites. Some inhuman thing that she didn't want was inside of her, growing. She got in her car to rush to... She's going to make a great mother, isn't she? She got in her car to rush to Mike to tell him what had happened and that he needed to pay for an abortion. In her rush, though, she got into a car accident. She hit a tree, wrecking her car. Her parents bought her a new car, but she was going to have to pay it off. Like, what? This has nothing to do with the story, really. Who cares who bought her new car and that she had to pay it off? All right, and Mike had refused to pay for the abortion. "You're the one that got pregnant, not me," he said, closing the door in her face as a girl waited inside, his next victim. She didn't make much money, and her parents were demanding money for the car. She struggled in her job to pay them, all the time hating the swelling of her perfect body. The squirming thing inside of her should be rotting in an abortion clinic garbage bin by now, she thought angrily. The twins were large for their age, testament to the pairing of their parents. Kimberly was indeed large at 7 months, looking more than ready to give birth. She went to a doctor to see why she was so large, and there she found out about the twins. It drove her over the edge. She officially went batshit crazy. I could just see her punching her stomach. Get it out of me! Not only was there one thing inside of her feeding off of her, ruining her looks, making her an outcast, there were two! She immediately went to the clinic with what was going to be her payment to her parents and demanded an abortion. At that stage, the nurse said it would have to be a costly and dangerous saline abortion. Kimberly did not care. She just wanted the maggots dead. Referring to your children as maggots. And a saline procedure sounded as painful as they deserved. She watched as the doctor measured the pregnancies with an ultrasound and hated that he commented on how big and well-developed they were. They were feeding well inside of her. She felt that it was coming to an end as the abortionist injected a long needle into her huge and swollen abdomen to remove the water in her uterus. The twins squirmed. "Keep trembling, you little fuckers," she thought. "You'll be burned and suffocated soon, and I get to feel every goddamn twitch." Why does the character of Kimberly remind me of my own mother? Oh yeah, it's because my mother threatened to abort me all through my childhood. "Mommy, you can't abort a 5-year-old! Watch me!" Then she'd chase me around the house with a vacuum cleaner and a lighter. It's weird. My mom was an alcoholic for most of my childhood. All right, back to the story here. As the saline was introduced, the twins writhed as the liquid touched their sensitive skin. What would have been their attractive hair and eyes in adulthood were burned black and the skin shriveled. Kimberly smiled at their obvious pain, seeing little hands and feet press through her skin. "Burn, baby, burn!" she said out loud as the fighting continued. Inside of her, what would have been intelligent, even brilliant minds slowly began to shut down. An hour later, the abortionist used the ultrasound to see if they were still alive and saw that they were still hanging on to life despite the massive dose of saline. He commented on what strong fetuses they were and said a direct approach was needed. Kimberly was moved to another abortion room and put in stirrups. The doctor silently appreciated the gorgeous hair and vaginal lips between her legs. Now is not the time. Although, if you never want to have kids, I can't think of a better guy to date than an abortion doctor. Plus, he's rich. All right, back to the story here. The doctor thought, she's Playboy material, this one. The doctor inserted forceps into the uterine cavity and roughly jerked a charred leg out of Kimberly's vagina. The creature still managed to squirm in protest as it was pulled out of her. The squirming stopped as a pair of scissors was jammed into the back of its skull, and a look of shock appeared on its face. The doctor dropped the body in the trash with a thud, the shocked look still there. The second creature also put up a fight. If it could talk, it would say, "Please, Mommy, don't kill me. I love you." I swear to God, I did not write this story, although it sounds like I could have.
Why did you kill me, mommy?
The fetus stopped suddenly, though, knowing that mommy didn't love him back. Kimberly looked away from her bed into the trash and saw the charred, mutilated bodies with crushed skulls. They were just as inhuman-looking as she thought. I won, she said to herself. They tried to take over her life, and she killed them before they could. She hoped it hurt like hell. The end. Yeah, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday. It got me thinking about something real quick before we get into the news. This book, 50 Shades of Grey, that middle-aged women absolutely love, is all about BDSM sex, right? It's an erotic bestseller. Everyone's talking about it. But all along, these stupid bitches could have been getting a weekly dose of hardcore erotica just by tuning into Distorted View. My program does not do well with middle-aged women, and I would like to see that change, and hopefully, because of this 50 Shades of Grey, it will. You know, here's a couple quotes. This is from 50 Shades of Grey. I'd like to bite that lip, he whispers darkly. Geez, I'm a quivering, moist mess, and he hasn't even touched me. I squirm in my seat and meet his dark glare. Like, that's nothing. Ladies, that's what's getting you all hot and bothered? I just read about a fucking cunt turd being ripped out of a woman's pussy. That's sexy. The muscles inside the deepest, darkest part of me clench in the most delicious fashion. Christian follows with two sharp thrusts, and he freezes, pouring himself into me as he finds his release. This is fucking chicken shit Mickey Mouse bullshit. Shit. It's shit is what it is. I see your light bondage erotica, and I raise you a fucking bitch pouring live maggots inside her pussy hole. Checkmate. We are the champions, my friend. All right, AdamandEve.com has an amazing deal. Right now, they've got a 50 Shades of Grey special. Yes, if you're into kinky bondage, AdamandEve.com has you covered. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, including those bondage toys. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping. And that shipping is discreet. No one's going to know, you're buying a fucking harness with a dildo attached to it. Or a pleasure whip or something. Free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Remember, pick out something you like, add it to your cart, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see that you're going to be saving half on that item. Plus, they're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping at AdamandEve.com. Maybe you're not into kinky bondage shit. Maybe you're into love dolls or male masturbators or nipple toys, whatever. Prostate toys, pussy pumps, whatever. Maybe you're a little more boring. You just want some lingerie or lube or something. Maybe you're practical and you hate to pay retail for your lube. Go to AdamandEve.com. If it's an adult product, chances are they have it. They've got over 20,000 items at Adam and Eve. Don't forget, use coupon code FREAK or coupon code DV. If for some reason coupon code FREAK does not work. It's very easy to remember. You're a freak because you listen to this program. What is this program's name? DV. Distorted View. Christ, come on. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. We don't need to go over anything else, right? You guys know to sign up for the sideshow, extended program today, blah, blah, blah. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Seniors at Mesquite High School, smoky, will have to wait to pick up their yearbooks because of 2 errors in the publication. I guess this happened in Texas, because that's the most mesquite of states, the most smoked flavor state in the union. Some of these special needs students, now you know why I'm reading this story, right? The word special needs appeared. Some of these special needs students in a section recognizing them were labeled mentally retarded. And apparently that's a big no-no, even though they are retarded. The school also didn't... Special needs. They're not retarded. They just have needs that go beyond the normal child's need. Like, how... When is it going to stop? We keep pussyfooting around the obvious. Their brains are mush. The mushed brains. That's what I would call them. Mushy heads. That's how I would label that section. If I ran a school for the retards, it would be Tim Henson's School for the Mushy Heads. Or mush brains. squishy brains, you know, something like that. I could probably come up with something more clever, catchier, but I'm put on the spot, and quite frankly, now I'm a little frazzled. I'm getting very irate. The school also did not have parental permission to publish their photo. So now you have to get special permission just to, you know, the kid is a part of your school. Just so what? He just has a bigger forehead than the rest of them. You know, I think they'd be able, kids are pretty smart. They'd be able to figure out which ones are the re-rees. The ones chewing on their fucking shoelaces in the picture. Have their shoe in their mouth like a dog. It was not meant to disparage anyone in any way, district spokeswoman Laura Job said. It was just an error that was overlooked and got printed, unfortunately. The school collected all the yearbooks with errors and sent them back to the publisher for reprinting. Job said the school apologized to the parents of the students in the section with the error. Wasn't an error. The principal did call the parents on Friday evening. The parents of the students who were in that section had explained to them what had happened. They were extremely understanding. Seniors at the school, such as Alexandria Doverspike and a man, Hijaz, or Hiyaz, said it was an honest mistake. You know, everybody wants to be included, not left out. I think it was nice to make the page. I feel like everybody makes mistakes, and it's fixable, Doverspike said. The school district plans to implement additional training for staff members who work with yearbook production. So there you go. Just a little misunderstanding over there in the Mesquite State. Second story we have for you today, moving from the Mesquite State to our most fucked up state. Say it with me, y'all.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Jill Samantha Wooten, 45, is accused of lighting a couch on fire, all right, which caused significant damage to her apartment building. Yeah, she lit her couch on fire in her house, like in her apartment. She didn't take the couch outside. She didn't start a bonfire. She pretty much just ignited her living room. Yes, when cops questioned Wooten about the fire, she said she was tired of the couch because it was dirty and smelled of urine. Stop pissing on the couch. To add fuel to the fire, so to speak, Wooten was also charged with domestic battery after cops reportedly saw her kick and spit at a man who lived with her. He was probably the cause of the urine, I'm thinking. You know, I gotta tell you, before I moved to where I currently live, I was living at a place that had a finished basement. It was like one of those like duplexes, like, you know, like half a house basically. And the basement was finished, and so I had my studio down there, and that's also where the dogs lived. And most of the basement was finished. There was a section where, like, the washer and dryer that, you know, really wasn't finished. But those fucking dogs pissed on everything, right? And I didn't know about it. Like, I knew, for some reason, I've told you that, you know, my dog Willie will piss on his water and food bowl for some reason. I don't know why. Like, that's what you, like, when the water bowl is full of water, he'll drink a little and then piss in it. And eventually I got to the point where I was just like, I'm not changing your water. You can drink your pissy water at this point. Add some sugar and you got yourself Red Bull, a bowl of Red Bull. All right, so I thought, you know, the dogs were just pissing on their bowls and stuff like that in the unfinished part of the basement. What I didn't know was they were pissing everywhere, right? And it's something where, like, you know, you don't notice it until you get out of that, like, take everything out of that room. When I moved out and I set up my studio in my new room, and I was like, what the fuck is that smell? They pissed on my subwoofer, like the screen on my subwoofer. And every time I would turn the computer on and the speaker's on, I don't know if it gets warm, like the subwoofer gets warm, or it's because of the vibrations, getting that encrusted piss loose, boom, 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 boom. But I would smell like stale urine. And it's very hard to get that off. I fucking hate dogs. Never again will I get male dogs. I got, you know, and these dogs were pretty much like gifts to me, right? One of them was supposed to be, right? But then they got attached to one another. It was a gift from an ex, you know what I mean? At the time we were dating, got both of these goddamn dogs. And then when we broke up, I didn't have the heart to separate the dogs, because that's all they've known is to be around each other. So I took fucking both of them. And when they were given to me originally, when we were going, you know, to actually get the dogs or whatever, I never had a pet before in my fucking life, because, you know, I lived a very sheltered life. My parents were 80 years old before they fucking had me, right? So they didn't want to deal with pets. They didn't want to deal with anything, right? I've told you guys many times, we never went on vacations. My parents didn't want to do anything with me. They didn't even want me to have a pet because they knew that would be extra work, and they were done. They were checked out pretty much, right? So I got, like, one time I won a fish at one of those fucking fairs, like those street fair type things where you like throw a ball, and if you get the ball in the fucking goldfish bowl, you get a goldfish. And my parents were fucking pissed off, even though my dad was the one who gave me the quarter. He must, or, you know, the chance to play this stupid game. He must have thought I would never in a million years get the ball in the fucking thing, because I, you know, it's me. Not very coordinated. But I won this fish, and they begrudgingly allowed me to keep it and get, like, an aquarium, and it was a whole fucking thing. But that was it. That was it for pets. Another sad moment in my life when my teacher... I remember in elementary school, we had to talk about our pets or whatever, and I had to bring up my goddamn stupid goldfish. A goldfish isn't a pet, but that's all I had. God damn it. What was I talking about? Oh, the dogs. I'm sorry. I'm getting off track here. My point is, I didn't know any better. I didn't know not to get fucking male dogs because they mark everywhere. The only thing that I knew is that my sister had a dog that she pretty much got because when she started dating this guy, he, you know, and they moved in together. He had this Rottweiler, and the Rottweiler was never fixed. It was a female, right? And so she would bleed all over the fucking place and have to wear diapers and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that, you know, dogs on their periods. I'd much rather just have a male dog because they don't get periods. I knew that much, right? Apparently, you know, obviously when you get a female dog fixed, it doesn't have that problem anymore. It doesn't spot, and it doesn't fucking leak its blood all over the place. But, so yeah, I was stuck with, now I'm stuck with two male dogs. Never again. And one of the dogs, Willie, is like a nervous pisser. He pisses to mark. He pisses when he's nervous. Like, if you pick him up in a stern fashion, or if you look at him in the wrong way, he'll start to piddle. The other dog is fine, doesn't mark. As long as, you know, you don't get that dog around strangers, and then it will fucking try to tear the person's face off. I've got a vicious 13-pound Boston Terrier and one that pisses itself. All right, so that's the whole urine on the couch story. I feel like I got off track there. Final story we have for you today. I think this one comes from North Carolina. According to the Isle of Wight, is that how you pronounce it? White, W-I-G-H-T. County Sheriff's Office, four people were arrested after a 15-year-old girl was tied to a tree on the Big Bear Family Campground. Police say the incident occurred on April 27th. Deputies say the girl was tied up using ratchet straps, and while tied to the tree, the suspects threw eggs at her and poured beer on her head. Deputies charged Loretta Miller, Randall Miller, Margaret Allen, and Ross Renicker. Loretta Miller and Randall Miller are the teen's legal guardians. They're the parental units. Cracking eggs and pouring beers on her head. According to a criminal complaint obtained by News Channel 3, Randall Miller put eggs in the girl's shirt and shoved her against the tree, cracking the eggs. The criminal complaint then states that Loretta Miller poured two bottles of beer. What a waste of beer. It was Natty Light. It's okay. Over the teen, and Margaret Allen sprayed her in the face with a hose. According to the criminal complaint, during the investigation, both women admitted that's what happened and said it was all in fun. According to officials, two other teens may have been involved, but so far, they have not been charged. Three of the suspects are being held at the Western Tidewater Regional Jail. Margaret Allen was released. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is the part of the show where I get to hear from you, whatever's on your mind. Talk to me, please.
Hey, Sammy, this is Pinky Dick 42.
Hi, Pinky
Dick. Just calling to ask your feelings about the president's recent endorsement of gay marriage. While I do support the whole gay marriage thing, I'm kind of wondering why you don't like pussy, you know? I mean, I know mostly they're shaved these days, but a lot of them are pretty hairy, just like buttholes are. So, yeah, give me your thoughts.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. Hairy pussies are kind of like assholes. If I close my eyes and I use my imagination, I can wish, I can wish an anus into existence, practically. Thank you. I'm straight. All right. All right.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, as for your question, I don't... it doesn't affect me one way or another, honestly, if the president endorses gay marriage or doesn't. Right now, it does not affect me in the least. I don't care if two dudes get married. I don't care if two dudes don't get married.
Hey, Jimmy. So I hear you changed your...
You know, when you get married, it just leads to a whole other, like, set of problems and shit like that. I don't think anyone should be getting married, quite frankly.
Hey, Jimmy. So I hear you changed your voicemail. What's up with that?
What happened was, I guess the service had a hiccup, or a fuck-up, and they deleted all of the intros. Corey mentioned to me that his was also deleted. I just haven't gotten around to recording a new one yet. Get out of my fucking jock, man!
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary the Gore Guile from Sacramento. Loving the show. I haven't been able to catch much of the DVDA, at least not live, because... I'm in California, and I'm...
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's like, like 1 p.m. Noon or something like that on the West Coast. But we are going to be doing some late-night DVDAs in the next couple weeks. I'll have the actual dates for you real soon. So if you want to be a part of the show, you know, you can. You can watch it live, DV primetime.
One of those 9-to-5 responsible folks. I had a question. It came up while I was at work, headed to the toilet. Walk into the stall, look down, and there's already shit in there. Now, I flushed it before I took my shit. Why did I do that? I mean, I think...
Well, here's why. You don't want a splashback. Like, that's the worst. If there's a turds already in there, especially foreign turds, right? Turds you don't recognize. Turds from someone else's anus, not your own. You don't want to, like, shit and have splash because then that... Because that shit has been mingling in that water. It's been soaking, and pieces of that shit have been, you know, it's all mixed up at that point.
Everybody does that.
I know. Everybody poops. I've read the book.
But... I don't know why I did that. It doesn't really make sense.
And the smells waft up, too. You don't want to be smelling someone else's shit log.
But at the same time, it seems like I can't let their shit contaminate my shit.
Well, yeah. Well, that, too.
Todd.
Your shit is pristine. Don't let another foreign turd get to it.
This is Todd. We met at the bar the other night.
Okay.
Hey, Timmy, it's Jay, the blind guy from Colorado. I was talking to a friend who said that Timothy biblically means messenger of God. And I guess you can see it.
Everything I say has been sanctioned by Jesus Christ himself
and
God Almighty.
Anyway. So, yeah, see ya.
Yes, I'm God's voice box.
Come here, go.
God's intercom, if you will.
Hey, Tim, just call. And what?
Okay. Shitty
phone. Hey, Timmy Boo. Ryan from Ohio here. You said you thought I was the one who called in and said I was in that band?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me who did that. I do play music, but not in a band like that.
Oh.
Not anywhere near that genre.
Not the first time.
So, yeah, not me. You might actually have someone semi-popular listening to your show, but that is not me. I am... very unpopular, so...
All right, well, thank you for correcting that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, he's, you know, God.
Best, please!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Is there a-
surrounded by freaks. Why won't the police do anything?
Say the prayer. God grant me the wisdom to accept
the things I can't.
Change the things I can't.